Good morning. My guest this morning is Sarah Salisbury, the director of the Occidental Community Choir. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Roland.
So the Occidental Community Choir is having a 40th anniversary, is that right?
That is correct.
Started in 1978.
I know, it's incredible how the time flies.
Were
when
you
you're
around
having fun.
Then?
I was a bit of an ankle biter, but I joined the choir in 79 as a youth and have been, you know, with the choir in various capacities on and off ever since, mostly on.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
So what is happening with the choir to celebrate this 40th anniversary?
Well, we've got winter concerts, which is our usual gig in December, but we are adding a few bells and whistles.
Okay.
We've got just a wonderful kind of retrospective of music from the choir's 40-year history.
Uh-huh.
So it's not quite a best of, but it's really a culling of some of the most wonderful music of our past 40 years of winter concerts. I've got two guest conductors stepping in, a young man named Gage who just joined the choir, and then an alumni from the Alauddin Matthew era, Emil Targo.
Oh, wow.
So we're bringing in a couple of guest conductors, and then just a look back over the past 40 years, a nostalgic, wistful, joyful, kind of a gathering in of all the threads of the past and putting a good foot forward to the future, we hope.
So on the first, there's the first, the second, and the 8th, our programs at the Occidental Center, right?
Yes, and actually our very first concert opening night is Friday, November 30th, so end of this month.
Right.
And then Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd, and the following Saturday the 8th will be at the OCA. And then, as usual, we have our closing matinee at the Glaser Center in San Jose.
Right. Adults are $15, which seems to me to be a very low price for...
It's a pretty good entertainment value,
yeah,
I think.
Really.
We offer a lot of good times for that 15 smackerinos, so I think it's
money well spent. Is there a number that people call to get information,
like
where these are and how to get the tickets and so on?
We've changed with the times. We don't really do telephone business so much. People can look online to our website, occidentalcommunitychoir.org.
Right.
We sell tickets through Brown Paper Tickets in advance, and you can find that information and link on our website. And yeah, just Google us. We're out there.
No more funny old telephones.
You know, I think we do have a phone number, but it's kind of it's kind of mothballed. I don't think it even appears on our publicity anymore.
So I keep trying to call my daughter. And I could never get her because she doesn't play telephone
anymore.
I know,
it's an anachronism.
Yeah.
So I must direct people to buy tickets online. It's smart to buy them in advance. I think these shows will be pretty popular because...
You can buy them at the door.
Absolutely, yes. Come early, buy them at the door. I would mention that a half an hour before each of these programs, we'll be offering a slideshow looking back over the choir's 40 years, and that'll be a nice kind of bonus. So come early, check out the slideshow looking back over the choir's lifespan, and then settle in for some wonderful music and poetry and storytelling.
So is your dad going to be around?
Oh, yeah. He's still in the choir. A lot of old-timers are still in the choir, like me and my dad, and then a wonderful new infusion of fresh faces and fresh energy.
Great. Well, let's tell people real quick that there is a show tomorrow night, the Community First Night. That's November 30th at the Occidental Center. And then there are Saturday the 1st, Sunday the 2nd, and Saturday the 8th, also at the Occidental Center. Sunday the 9th, 3 p.m. at the Glaser Center. And adults are $15. How can you lose?
And just a quick plug for the Occidental Center for the Arts. It's a wonderful home for the arts out in West County. Really a beautiful space to hear music in. If you haven't been there, this is a good time to come check it out.
Great. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.